Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William J. O'Neill is a classic investing guide focused on growth stock selection, market timing, and disciplined risk control. First developed from O'Neill's study of historical market winners, the book presents a practical framework rather than a theoretical one, combining fundamental analysis with chart reading and volume analysis. Its central method, CanSlim, organizes the traits that many major winning stocks shared before their largest advances. The book is written for individual investors who want a repeatable process for identifying strong companies early, buying them at constructive points, and exiting when the trade stops working. More than a general introduction to the stock market, it is a system for making decisions under uncertainty by studying price action, earnings momentum, institutional demand, and the overall market trend. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, CanSlim turns stock picking into a structured checklist. The book's defining contribution is CanSlim, a 7-part framework for evaluating stocks before they become obvious winners. Each element targets a different driver of performance: current earnings, annual earnings growth, new products or management, supply and demand, leadership, institutional sponsorship, and market direction. O'Neill's point is not that every stock must score perfectly in all categories, but that the strongest leaders tend to show a recognizable combination of these traits. This gives investors a disciplined way to compare candidates instead of relying on stories, intuition, or low valuation alone. The framework is especially useful because it blends business fundamentals with market behavior. That combination makes the method more practical than a purely academic screening model, since it asks not only whether a company is improving, but also whether the market is already rewarding that improvement. In effect, CanSlim is a filter for finding growth stocks with both internal strength and external confirmation. Secondly, earnings acceleration and leadership matter more than traditional value metrics. A major argument in the book is that the market often rewards companies with rapid, sustained earnings growth, not simply stocks that look cheap. O'Neill repeatedly emphasizes quarterly and annual earnings advances as evidence that a company is becoming a leader in its field. This shifts the investor's focus from static ratios to momentum in the business itself. The reasoning is straightforward: strong earnings growth can attract institutional attention, improve sentiment, and justify higher price levels as the company continues to outperform. The book therefore discourages the common habit of buying lagging stocks just because they appear undervalued. Instead, it encourages investors to seek companies with accelerating results, strong sales, and a clear leadership position in their industry. This is one reason the book remains distinctive within the investing genre. It challenges readers to accept that market leadership is often visible before the broad public recognizes it, and that superior performance usually comes from owning the strongest businesses rather than the cheapest ones. Thirdly, chart patterns and volume reveal when demand is confirming a move. O'Neill gives unusual importance to chart reading, especially price and volume patterns that show whether professional demand is entering a stock. The best known example is the cup with handle formation, which he treats as a reliable base pattern when it appears under the right market conditions. His broader argument is that charts are not decorative accessories but records of supply and demand. Rising volume on advances, tight price action near highs, and constructive base formation can all indicate that institutions are accumulating shares. This matters because large buyers can move prices far more than retail investors usually can. The book therefore teaches readers to interpret price behavior as evidence, not as noise. It also makes timing central to the system. Buying too early can mean entering before a proper base is complete, while buying too late can leave the investor chasing extended stocks. By linking chart structure to crowd behavior and institutional activity, O'Neill turns technical analysis into a practical tool for decision-making rather than a set of isolated patterns. Fourthly, loss control and market timing are treated as essential, not optional. One of the book's most practical strengths is its strict approach to risk management. O'Neill argues that preserving capital is necessary for long-term success, which is why he recommends cutting losses quickly. Typically, if a position falls 7-8% below the purchase price, this rule is designed to prevent small mistakes from becoming portfolio-damaging setbacks. The same discipline applies to market timing. The book stresses that even strong stocks struggle when the overall market is under pressure, so investors must watch distribution days, market indexes, and general trend direction. In other words, stock selection alone is not enough. A good company can still be a bad purchase if the market is weakening. This is one of the more sophisticated aspects of the book, because it treats investing as a combination of selection, timing, and defense. Rather than promising certainty, it provides a process for limiting damage when conditions change. That makes the system more realistic than strategies that focus only on finding winners and ignore how quickly winners can turn into losses. Lastly, the book is both practical and opinionated, which shapes its appeal and limits. How to Make Money in Stocks stands out because it is highly actionable. But it is also strongly tied to O'Neill S. own investing philosophy and business worldview. Readers get step-by-step rules, annotated chart examples, and a clear process they can apply immediately, which helps explain its popularity with individual investors. At the same time, the book is not neutral in tone. It strongly favors growth investing, chart interpretation, and active decision-making, while giving much less weight to value investing or passive holding. That makes it effective as a system book, but not a comprehensive survey of all investing approaches. Its appeal is greatest for readers who want a rules-based method and are willing to study charts and market behavior carefully. Its limitation is that the method demands discipline, review, and patience, and it may feel demanding to those who prefer simpler long-term indexing. Even so, the book remains influential because it gives retail investors a concrete decision framework in a field where vague advice is common. In conclusion, How to Make Money in Stocks is best suited for investors who want a disciplined, historically grounded method for selecting growth stocks and managing risk. It will be most useful to individual investors, traders, and readers who are willing to study charts, earnings trends, and market structure rather than rely on intuition or broad market commentary. The main benefit of the book is that it converts investing into a repeatable process, identify leadership, confirm institutional demand, buy at constructive points, and exit quickly when the trade fails. That makes it intellectually and practically valuable for readers who want a system they can test and refine. What distinguishes it from many other investing books is its unusually strong integration of fundamentals, technical analysis, and market timing. Many books emphasize only valuation, only charts, or only long-term philosophy. O'Neill insists that all three dimensions matter. The result is a book that is less about abstract theory and more about how real winning stocks behave before they become obvious to the crowd. For readers seeking a classic growth investing playbook, it remains one of the most influential books in the category. If you would like to support William J.O.039, Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.